The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
Bring understanding. Bring understanding, Jesus the Christ. Let every heart go and bless in the name of Jesus. Let darkness be rolled away. Let dark and understanding be enlightened. In the name of Jesus, we give a praise, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for this time before you. It's a blessed time. It's a time of blessing. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Somebody shout a loud amen. Say amen. We thank God for His mercy. We give God praise. For last week labor, there are many teachings that came this last week. Preacher school is like 3 days. Where is the teaching? Then Friday feed, you can go over and listen to it. Because this time is time to witness. You can't do well in the gospel if you can't preach the gospel. You can't. You can't do well. You know, there's a way you get to know more about what you talk about. And by even natural learning, if you teach people something, you will get to know more about it. I'm just not even natural learning. That's why those who take tutorials in school used to do well. Those who take tutorials. When I was in school, I used to take tutorials. Throughout my school day, I only have maybe 3 B's all throughout my school days in mathematics courses. Every other course is A. Just like 3 B's. Not because I'm the brilliant. It's just because I used to teach people everything. And that thing put a demand on me. I'll go to library. I'll go and make research. Read beyond the lecturer. Because I know people will come and meet me to explain what the lecturer has taught. So I will have gone to read everything, even more than what the lecturer has taught. So I'll come to teach it. Just going to exam, it will be easy. Say amen. I'm just trying to say that anything you teach, there's a way you just know it more. So, if the demand of the gospel is on you, there's a way you push more to want to know the gospel. Because you know the demand is on your head. You just want to know it. But if the demand is not on you, there's a way you just undo it carelessly. You undo it carelessly, just come to church, just go back. You are not pushing to really understand the gospel. You are not pushing to know it. Because you feel the demand is not on your head. You understand? That's why some people are waiting for when they will make them pastor. If they make you pastor now, there's a way you just be, money that's serious. I just need to be serious. So. What am I going to be preaching? Because they just put a demand on you. You don't need to wait until they put a demand on you. The demand of the gospel is on everybody. That's why go ye therefore and do what? And preach the gospel. It's a great commission. The evangelica. That's what I want to remember. Evangelica. So they just believe that it's a great commission. Preaching gospel is a great commission. That's why if you cannot talk, you can share tracts. Evangelica. You hardly see anyone serious Christian without tracts. Up to now, they still share tracts. You understand? So it's just to that thing, there's a way it makes you serious. You understand? There's a way it makes you serious. And the thing comports you. If you know you are going to preach, for instance, if you live in a compound and you know you must witness to people, there's a way you just make sure you maintain peace with people. Do you understand? There's a way the team put a demand on you to just be good. Abi, this thing is practical. We are all coming from somewhere. Do you understand? The team just put a demand of being good to you. Even in school, sir, you don't just want to misbehave anyhow. Do you understand? Because you know that people will see you one day carrying Bible. And they will say, Ajay, but you are also pastor. Ah. So you don't want people to be disappointed. There's a way the thing just put, the thing comport you in a way. And it's good, actually. It's a good discipline. Say amen. People don't have it. They live anyhow life. You come to church, you trivialize everything. You won't be serious with anything. Nothing is serious to you. Everything is always funny. You understand? Why? Because demand of the gospel is not in you. That's why you'll be in the vehicle and be cracking joke with people. They are cracking joke. You two join them. You understand? If you know that you are going to body bus and you know that you may preach there, that's the way you comport yourself. You don't just join unnecessary conversation. I hardly talk inside bus. I hardly. It doesn't matter what they are saying that look funny. I hardly. What do I want to be talking about? Do you understand? So even in your place of work, you just put the demand of being serious on you. And people just know that this person, there are some things they will be talking about in the office. They can never. They can't be talking about one lady sitting on lecturer's leg and be mentioning my name. It's impossible. How will you even mention my name? How many times do you see me in the office? It's impossible. Do you understand? Nobody will be thinking, nobody. They won't even talk about. They won't mention your name, sir. They know who to call. Do you understand? They didn't just comport you and put strict discipline around you. Do you understand? So please, we should not throw it away. That's why I'm saying this now. Don't throw it away. Not because you are hearing revelation and through that. The gain of revelation is that you can understand. The reason for revelation is to bring understanding. And if you understand, you must be able, in your own little way, you must be able to give the gospel to somebody else. Say amen. I'm just saying we are all preachers. You understand? We are all preachers. So in our own little corner there, you must be able to preach the gospel. That's why you must make sure you are good. Do you understand? Make sure that nobody, people cannot easily fault you. Do you understand? You are not perfect, but maintain goodness anywhere you are. Even if you are going to leave a place, don't leave with fight. Say amen. Always maintain goodness. For instance, anything that will happen that will not make me to be able to greet you tomorrow, I avoid it. I don't do it. I don't. So I try as much as possible to be at peace with people. Do you understand? Because you can meet tomorrow. Do you understand? Anything that will make you see somebody come here and you jump inside one corner, avoid it. I try as much as possible to avoid it. At least I must be able to still say, hello, sir. And still shake your hand. You understand? It doesn't matter what happens. Say amen. So that you won't be living in debt. You see somebody come, you jump for see another side of the road. Something is already wrong. You understand? Something, and it can happen. I'm telling you the truth. It can happen. That's why I make sure you always, if you rent an apartment, don't leave that apartment. Don't leave the compound with fight. Say amen. Don't because there's a fight, you pack out. No. If there's a fight, settle it. You understand? If you must leave, don't leave because of the fight. You understand? Those are little life. Little understanding of life we must have. That's why as much as it lied on you, be at peace with everybody. Say amen. Do you get what I'm trying to say? We must understand it. Lest you are in debt and you don't know. Do you understand? So please, let's arm ourselves. Go back to the messages. Even me, I've been going back to the message. Listen. So that you can trap everything you need to trap there. Because the demand of preaching will be laid on everybody. If you don't want to preserve, we are going to force you to preach by all means. You understand? So please, let's get ourselves ready like that. You understand? You must be able to share. In those days, somewhere you share, you share on bike, right? You must be able to easily share with people the gospel. Easily. You don't need plenty scripture. Just little scripture. Do you understand? You must be able to. It's called good news. You can. Do you know that? Do you know Jesus loves you, sir? It's just you have started. You go. It's not difficult. Do you understand? So, easily witness the gospel. So we just have to live our life like that. Live your life for the gospel. Say it. Yeah. So that if today you travel, for me, I just know. I don't have a life away from gospel. If I leave this place to UK today, I don't have a life away from gospel. I don't have. Do you understand? That's the way everybody should live. Imagine Paul say, woe unto me if I don't preach the gospel. A man curse himself like that. So, our life must be built around gospel. I have started preaching, and it's necessary what I'm saying now. I'm just trying to buttress all the meetings we had so that we can take it serious. Our life must be around. Don't build life away from the gospel. It won't pay you. You will be a Gentile. Say amen. Do you get what I'm trying to say? Don't build life away from the gospel. It won't pay you. Say amen. No, it's not until you start church. Your life is around gospel. Anywhere you get to, you understand? Light easily shine. You understand? Before you know in your company, they start calling you pastor. You are not a pastor. Just that my life is not away from gospel. Do you get it now? People know my life is not away from gospel. You must live your life like that. When I was in Nondo, we were living in Sunbreaker. I mean, that's the first house I got. That place, in that area, because the place looked like another community inside Nondo. So that place, so I have a time of evangelism on my own. I'm not a pastor. I'm not yet a pastor, even in Eternal Life Embassy. Do you understand? I have day for evangelism. I go out in the street to evangelize. Then before you know, one guy started, you understand? Then start showing interest. Then the guy will come into our house. I will teach him. I'm not a pastor. Do you understand? Just that I can't be in a place and gospel will not be seen with me. It's impossible. Say amen. You don't need to start a church. Do you get it now? It's just that is your life. You can't live. If they mention three things with you, they must mention gospel with it. You can't live outside that. Do you understand? There's a way that thing puts measure of seriousness on you. It make you see. You can't just. They can't be fighting in the street now. You will now join the fight. Do you understand? Because there's a way you live your life. You live with the consciousness of the fact that this whole area. You understand? Is for me to what? To harvest. Do you see that now? So it's not people will now be fighting. It is you they will now meet. It's not possible. Do you understand? So that you are not the one who will be fighting your wife. People will now be hearing. Something puts regiment you. Do you understand? Say amen. If you don't have that kind of thing around you, you won't know when you start fighting your wife and your neighbor will be hearing. Because to you, you don't really care about anything. Do you understand? So that you don't really care. But if you care that, imagine somebody you have preached to in your compound. You won't want the person to hear that you are fighting your wife. That's the way the team put discipline around you. Do you understand? Even when there is issue and you will start raising your voice, that's the way the team bring your voice down. Ah, no, I must be careful. Do you understand, sinner? Don't live life away from gospel. If you live life away from gospel, you can forget that you are a Christian. Do you know what I'm trying to say? You will have done something Christians should not do. You will have forgotten that you are a Christian. Do you get it now? Because you don't have anything to put you in check. So something must be able to put you in check. Say amen. you avoid everything that can bring insult to the gospel because you have something putting you in check. Say amen. As they preach the gospel, it's first for your own good. You know, gospel help you to make friends easily, right? Say amen. For instance, I came to Oshogbo without knowing anybody. Now I have many friends. Something called friends. What? Gospel. You see that now? There's a way gospel help you to build a community. Do you understand? So that you may not know anybody, but as long as you have a gospel around you, there's a way the gospel gather people around you. Do you understand? You can't be in a place and be alone there. It's impossible. Say amen. Say amen. I'm saying all these things because nobody knows tomorrow. You may have reason to travel to the U.S. Do you understand? So that you just be there alone. In fact, the Igbo people, they don't easily make friends. It's because you don't have what they can make friends with. Do you get it now? What do you want them to be making friends with? You want to be telling them story of Nigeria? Nothing to make friends with. You think the Igbo people too don't need gospel? They also need gospel. God can open their heart too. Abi, I can also open their heart. So don't just bombard her with excuse that if in this way we are just lonely. You can die of that loneliness. Do you understand? Why? Because anywhere you go, you don't go with gospel. Do you understand? You go with your brilliance to pursue money. You are going to have the money and die alone there. Say amen. There are things gospel can do for you that money cannot do. Say amen. So build life around the gospel. Say amen. I said, build life around the gospel. Once there was a day I was just thinking that if I want to build a house, I already know the plan of my house. Do you understand? That plan, no architect can get it. I'm the only one. Say amen. We need to describe it to the architect to design it. So there's a way everything about your life has come from gospel side. Gospel predict everything about you. Do you get it now? Gospel predict everything about you. That's the way to live. Imagine Paul rented just one room apartment. Every day in the evening, people comes to, imagine one room apartment. If you rent one room apartment, one room. I beg. Let me have my privacy. Do you understand? One room. You have to say Paul stay in a rented apartment. For like 2 years, right? Give me Romans, right? No, Act of Apostle. I think when he go to Rome, there was a time they just free him to have a free time. Then he rented an apartment. Then Paul started receiving people in the room, start teaching them there. No other business apart from gospel. A man sold out. Guy. Not thinking convenience. Everything is about gospel. See, and Paul dwelt 2 whole years in his own hired house and received all that came unto him. Doing what? Preaching. Every evening. In a rented apartment. Say amen. When other people want to have their privacy, a man rent an apartment and turn it to meeting center. Say amen. You understand? Guy. Do you get it? This man is a man's house. Paul, he was a man. He didn't fall from heaven. How can a man be so sold out? Consumed by gospel. Everything about him is just gospel. Rented an apartment. The same apartment some people will rent and be enjoying themselves there. There's no enjoyment outside gospel. Say amen. Yes, no, for me, I don't see enjoy. Life is too boring without gospel to me. It's too boring. Do you understand? Imagine I rent this house and me and my wife is living there. It will be too boring. I can't even imagine it. It's too boring. Life is too boring without gospel. And that's why gospel is the real life. That's the truth too. Is the real, there's no life outside it. Is the real life. Remove gospel, you see how boring life is. Too boring. Too boring. This is why some guys go to clubhouse now. You don't know. You don't know. Left work. From work. Ogogog by club. Do you understand? Why? Because you know that coming back home. Now to do what? Maybe he has a wife. And maybe two kids. Whatever I cook, I will soon tell. Too boring. That's why they need all that thing to make life look interesting. You're not getting it. They need all that thing. So that's why they need clubhouse. They need to go to a place they will, where they will play draft. You understand? I go Lord Taludo Bicono. What are you looking for? You are looking to, you want to ease out, sir. You are looking for something to make it interesting. You understand? Oh Lord, tell you don't become. Then you come back home maybe by 9. Because do you can move a machine? What will I be doing at all? Nothing. Say man, too boring. But with gospel, life is exciting. You understand? Excite. There are many things to do. Too many to do. Too many. You won't have time to be playing draft. Plenty things to do. Exciting things to do. No time for draft and Ludo. Except occasion demanded. You understand? Because plenty things to do. Say amen. Can you say amen? So build life around the gospel. You understand? One is also a security. Do you understand? Is a what? Is a security. But for instance, if your marriage is built around gospel, you can't be doubting your husband will go and sleep with a lady. Abby, you can't even, it can't cross your mind, lie. You can never think it. Because you know that his life is gospel life. Do you understand? You know, if he doesn't have the time, he can't think itself. Do you understand? He cannot think it. Like we are what about delaying? Come and yellow. You understand? And I do and they say it's the devil's workshop. Workshop. Because you are idle. That we push you to do the unthinkable. Do you understand? Avoid me and my family life is death. Do you get it? Yeah, man. You know, it's what brought about the design of our building. You know, it's that. There was a time people were building Agbole. You understand? Even up till now, if you go to Oshobo here, you see some Agboles there. And then your life was more interesting in those days than now. But see, make people to break out. Because they are looking for privacy. And preach by sin. It was sin that preached it actually. It was sin. When we went to, because we have our Agbole in Ogbomashode. Because in those days, we used to go home every year. We do our new year in our hometown. The Agbole, the room in the house, it will be up to 40 rooms. I was imagining how they lived life. I know people living in the house. People that will be living in the house, there will be more than 100. Imagine you are living in a house, they are mother, and all of them are families. Families. There can't be boring moment. You know, there can't be boring moment. Excitement. There can't be boring moment. And nobody can sleep hungry in that kind of house. Nobody. If you don't have food, you have what you have. Plenty rooms. Plenty. In fact, you will see many people cooking. The aroma will be jammy aroma. You don't trouble yourself. Just go and bring your plate. You have many plates. If everybody donate one spoon, before you know, what you say, amen. You know, I was imagining how they live life in those days. Life was exciting, actually, in those days. So families stay together. Say amen. I'm telling you, that life is a gospel life. That's a gospel life, actually. I don't know how they got it. Really in Yoruba land. I know spirit breathed that to them. Man can't get that thing. Spirit must have breathed it. Spirit taught their father to stay together. So families stay together. You see great-grandfather still there. You understand? With all the children, with all their wives. Do you know that? I don't know, maybe they got that thing from the Jews' life. You know, that was the life of the Jews too. You see, Abraham and his company living together. You understand? Abraham and his company and all his sons, they were all there with all their wives and their children. Say amen. But see, he taught us to stay alone. He's dead. Say amen. He's dead. So in those days, that's why one person cannot just wake up. You know, it will be difficult for you to be beating your wife in that kind of arrangement. You know, it will be difficult. It will be difficult too. If all the women gang up against you. If all the wife in the house. If they gang up against you. They will beat you. It will be very difficult. If you want to do it self, you will think twice. Because when you see people, you will think twice. This is why some guys kill their wife. Because if you are the only one living with you are living alone in the house, apartment. Tofi man na epasile, nobody will know. Do you understand? You are alone now. Except you are able to handle, quickly take phone and call your parent. Since you are alone, say amen. And it gives room for all manner of thinking. You can be alone, crying alone. Nobody knows what you are drinking. That don't mean if you might get poison, nobody knows. Say amen. Now we think it's the best life. It's not the best life. It's actually the most worst life I've ever seen. It's the worst life I've ever seen. But gospel, if you stay in the gospel, you see that gospel will move you out of that life. Gospel will move you out of it. You can't be a gospel old. And believing me and my wife's life. It's not possible. It's not possible. That life is against gospel. You understand? It's against gospel. That life is against gospel. Actually, gospel life is a holy life. That's gospel life. Say amen. Can you say amen? That's gospel life. That's why I see all apostles. See their lives. You see Paul. He has many people around him. Do you understand, sir? Then Paul was talking about all the people around him. Many people. Titus, Timothy. Many people around him. Paul has a family outside biological family. So gospel, what gospel is? Gospel raise family for you outside biological family. That's what gospel does. Gospel raise people can be more trusted than even your biological family. Say amen. Because Christ is also a blood. Say amen. And that blood can bear too. So that's why by Christ's gospel, you have many people who are loyal. Do you understand? You gather friends. You gather families. Say amen. You form a cluster. Say amen. You form a cluster. That's family life. It's a holy life. Yeah, you form a cluster. Then you are saved in like that. Nobody can be saved alone. That's why there's a feast of charity. There can't be charity feast without a holy life. They can't. Forget it. Because charity, the feast is celebrated in the midst of the brethren. In the midst of many. Not in the midst of, not one. One person can celebrate charity. No. Say amen. You get it now? It's a feast. Here is a feast. Feast call for people, right? You can't cook and be eating alone and say you are celebrating a feast. Abby? In fact, I'm just celebrating a feast. Today I cook special food for myself. It's not feast you are celebrating. You understand, sinner? You are trying to wet satisfy your appetite. Maybe your appetite wants something that look something garnishing. You understand? It's not a feast. If it's a feast, you call people. Abi, you call people out. They come and eat with you. That's feasting. So you are feasting. People gather. They eat. Everybody play. People laugh. That's feasting. Say amen. Then that is where charity is celebrated. You celebrate charity in the midst of brethren. Say amen. Can you say amen? Somebody say amen. So you mark charity in the what? In the midst of the brethren. You mark charity in the midst of the brethren. So there can be, that's why it's a company that attend to charity. One person cannot attend to charity. A company attend to charity. Say amen. That's why you see that the city of God is Zion Mountain. Give me Isaiah chapter 2 verse 2. Let me just start from there. That's not where I want to start. But since the Lord has moved me this way, let me start from there. Isaiah chapter 2 verse 2. Can you read, everybody? Read. And it shall come to pass in the last day that the what? The mountain of the Lord's house. The mountain of the Lord's house. See, amen. You see that this thing does not look, if you are an English person, scripture can confuse your life. And it's a mountain of the Lord's house. Is it that the mountain is inside the house? What does that mean? It should be that the house is on the mountain. It should be that the Lord's house upon a mountain. Do you understand? The mountain of the Lord's house. Actually, that house is on the mountain. Shall be established in the what? In the top of the mountains. So it means that there are mountains. There's a mountain on the mountain. Then on that mountain is the house. Do you see that now? So God can never dwell on a valley. God stay on mountain. And the mountains are what? A congregation. So mountain is congregation. You understand? So like, that's why you hardly see a CAC church that is not mountain. Ori okay, so. In fact, it can be inside one bush. It's still Ori okay. Say amen. This is why many of the CAC prophets, many of them look for mountain to start church. They don't understand that thing. They don't understand. Say amen. They don't understand. And that thing is from Babalola. It was Babalola that brought mountain thing. You understand? That thing came from God's revelation to him. Do you understand? And just that, if there's no accurate interpretation, you can bring spiritual reality to physical. It's not actually physical. If you like, be inside water is a mountain. That commission is a mountain commission. It's not about where you are. Do you understand? No, it's a mountain. Just that if there's no accurate interpretation, you bring spiritual reality to physical. That's why it's a Zion Mountain. Zion Mountain is not just a mountain in Israel. Say amen. Zion Mountain is in the spirit. Say amen. Amen. Just that. Because faith has not been activated. So they use physical symbol to represent realities in the spirit. So that's why when David captured Zion, something was gutting. Because it was a reality in the spirit. Zion is a mountain in the spirit. And that mountain is congregation. Say amen. What is a mountain? Mountain in the spirit is congregation. Say amen. That's right. Go to Hebrew. Give me Hebrew chapter 12. Is it chapter 12? We have come to Mount Zion. Chapter 12, 22. Read with me. But ye are come what? Unto what? Unto Mount Zion. And unto the city of... So Mount Zion is city. It's a city of the living God. That city is... What is a city? What make a city? Is number. Abi. There can't be city with... What make a city is no houses. So. What make a city are the people dwelling there. Say amen. That's what make a city. Cities are made by the dwellers. You understand, sinner? And that's why the Lagosians, they are people who make the city. Say amen. That's why you can't just turn a locality to a city overnight. Some people must move there to make it a city. Do you understand? So when some people move there, you see some industrialization. Do you understand? Then it becomes a city. Say amen. So what makes city are people? Abi. So it's not just houses. Built out. No. People living there make this. So under the city of the city of the living God is actually Mount Zion. Congregation. So make the city. So Mountain Zion is what? Congregation of people. Congregation of God's people. So God dwells in their midst. Say amen. And the heavenly Jerusalem to an innumerable. Do you see that now? Innumerable company of angels. Innumerable. Actually, the innumerable make the city. Say amen. So they make the mountain. Do you see that now? So mountain in the spirit are what? Numbers of people. Bees make mountains. Say amen. Do you get what I'm trying to say? I say what? Beings make mountains. Do you see gospel? So you can see that gospel is family life. It's a bully life. Do you understand? Now, it is from that understanding marriage was instituted. If you look at God, everything God is doing is coming from somewhere. And you will see that same pattern. To understand. You will see the same pattern. Say, man. It was from that marriage was instituted. So that there can be a cluster. Nobody should be alone. There must be a cluster. You understand? Say that? You can see that something happened in marriage. What happened in marriage? Salvation takes place in marriage. Why? You are not alone. If you are alone, you won't be safe. Doesn't matter how zealous you are. You understand? So that's why once a man marry, you have more chances for being safe. You understand? Because you have just gotten a troubler. Say amen. You have more chances because you are no more alone. If you are alone, you understand? Anything you do is the best. Abi? Abi? If I do message your love friend, still your job. Who will complain? It's only you that can say, Fadi, you're there, Jaraisi. But you will still pour it away. You will eat it because, what the movie say? You eat it. You will be drinking plenty water. Nobody will complain. But once you move into marriage estate, do you understand? If you cook rice, still your job, somebody will complain. Do you understand, sir? Then the complaint, to receive the complaint and make right adjustment is your salvation. Do you see that now? Because the complaint may pain you. Do you get it now? It may pain you. So don't adjust. Say amen. You know, some people want to marry. Yeah, they don't want any complaint. They want to marry a husband who can patch up with everything, all their nyama nyama thing. Do you understand, sir? Marriage setting is not like that. Say, man. You know, it's not always the Reverend was talking about. Reverend just dive into this thing. I don't even know. He was not talking about marriage. He didn't start talking about marriage. This really just wave him into this thing. And you know, Reverend can hack anything. And then when Reverend is talking, you will think man is more advantage. No, it's not. It's just the setting. And the setting is for what God has in mind. It's for salvation intention. That's the setting. Once you remove salvation intention, you can bring democracy into marriage. Marriage is not democratic. Say amen. Do you get what I'm trying to say?
I said, marriage is not democratic.
Do you get it now?
And that's why there is the head. There is somebody who is under. If you make a kind of setting like that, it tells you that it's an organogram, right? What do you call organogram? If you have a boss in the office, the boss has right to complain, right? The boss can query you. You can see your guy, in fact, go, that you even say that it will be more query. Because it's your boss. Say, hey, man. But somebody is boss. That's why any office you enter, once it's an organization, institute organization, you will see organogram. If you enter my HOD office today, you will first of all see that thing. It's there. Organogram. That's why the head of this department is the HOD. So he can query you. When I was doing masters in Ife, you know, academic can be very bad. There's a professor. He's one of my organ. So, and in that department, OAU, there are different carcass in the department. Once you don't belong to the carcass that I say, you may not be HOD till you retire. You know what they did for that man? The man is an is a girl, but he's not yet a prof. He's an associate prof, but now he's a prof. So one of the students he taught in masters, I think the guy became a lecturer. The guy now became he's one of the friends of all those baba in that. They made him the HOD. He's a very young guy. He's the HOD. There was a day he wrote query against that man. That bro, because actually what the man did is not really right. Because he can come to class and use, he wants to spend 2 hours. He can use 1 hour, 20 minutes to crack joke. He will be cracking jokes. He will go into the teaching straight. By the time you finish 2 hours, you discover that he has not really taught you much there. So, the HOD gave a stipulated time for all lecturers to complete all their courses. Baba did not complete his course at the time HOD gave. The guy wrote a petition against him. You know, say, she, oh, my thing, you're co. So, you come a competition. He was telling us, Michi, the thing pained him. He was nearly crying. He said, Ewa. She, oh, my thing, you're co. So, you come a competition. I was looking at him. Say, man. No. Do you know what that guy did? He has right to do it. Why? He's the boss. Say, man. No. When you say somebody is boss, it doesn't matter your age or your position has nothing to do. I'm telling you, as at the time I'm talking about, maybe this guy is just L1. Lecturer 1. Imagine a lecturer 1 writing petition against associate prof. Do you understand? Why? Because of the office he's occupied at that time. So if he leave that office tomorrow, you can even say, 1B1. Because he has left the office. Anything you want, as long as he's in that office, he's sir. If you go to the office, he's the one, if there's a meeting, he's the one that will preside the meeting. There's nothing you can do. If he call for a meeting and you come late, he can say, surprise, also, hello, do you want that? There's nothing you are going to do. He's the boss. Say, amen. Do you see that now? Because he's the head. Say amen. I'm telling you, if you understand this thing I'm talking about, you will be able to undo marriage. Marriage is not democratic and it's not 50-50. Say amen. If you bring in that, God's intention won't be achieved. Do you get it? They go, you can't be wiser than God. You can't. That's why you can't be a wife who is rubbing shoulder with her husband. You are going to have a problem. A lot of problem. You must understand. Say amen. It's not that the wife does not have a say. You understand? But in all this say now, your husband still have what? The highest say in the matter. Do you get it now? So we must understand this thing. It's because of what God has in mind. Do you see what God has in mind? So, what is the reason why Even if you don't marry, you are expected to stay in the community. You understand? And where there's authority in the community. You understand? You stay on that church. You have not married. You stay on that church. So the church give order. You follow. Say amen. It's so that salvation can be wrought. Nobody will be saved alone. Nobody. Say amen. Nobody can be saved alone. If you stay in your room, you want to be following meetings online, you won't be saved. Say amen. Because what will save you is not, you are not part of that community. No, you are not part of it. There will be some commandment they are obeying that community that you can't obey in your house. You can't. You know, it's not everything we do in this church with reverence say anytime he's preaching. You know, it's not everything. That's why we have what is called family meeting. Do they preach family meeting? So if somebody is following reverence, for instance, online, and you think, in fact, I'm obeying, you are not obeying anything. There are many things we do that you don't know. You understand? You don't know. So you can't land where we land at the end of the day. You can't. Why? You are not part of the community. You are not part. So you must be part. That's why everybody must be part of the community where commandment can come to you. Do you understand? Then you obey the commandment. That's your salvation. Say amen. Amen. We must understand this. You understand? If you understand what I'm talking about, you will have peace. Say amen. Amen. Do you get it? We need to understand. If you don't follow Wednesday meeting, go and listen to it. What I'm talking now is like I was repeating everything Reverend said on. You understand? On that Wednesday, you must understand it. Marriage is not run by democracy. It's not democratic. You understand? It's not. It's not democratic. It's not democratic. God made it like that because of salvation. Do you understand? Because of salvation. Say amen. That's why when you look at all the commandments, do you understand? Even for the man. You understand? For the man. The man too will bear. Do you understand? Because there can be some things you are trying to say. Your wife is not sin. You understand, sinner? And you also bear. That's why you suffer long. Wait until she can see it. Say amen. So that you won't be a warlord. Do you get what I'm trying to say? You can see. There's commandment for everybody. And so that the intention can be achieved. The intention, what God has in mind, can be achieved. So, intention can be achieved. Say amen. Do you get it? Do you understand what I'm saying? You need to understand this though. Especially for those who are married. You know, Paul did not marry, but he command. How did he get it? Why? He has understanding of the Christ. Why? Because that Christ thing is an understanding of the beginning. Actually, that is where everything is coming from. So anyone who understands Christ can command for marriage. Do you understand? Why? Because that thing is a beginning understanding. That's why Jesus will go back there. In the beginning, it was not so. He's coming from, you know, Jesus did not marry. You know, Jesus did not marry. How did he know what is in the beginning? How did he know that in the beginning it was 1-1? He didn't marry. He didn't use marriage. But he has beginning understanding. He can go back to beginning and bring the way it is from the beginning. It doesn't matter what is in existence now. You go back to beginning to know what is there. Say amen. Do you understand? So once you are married, you must know that you are in a place to be safe. Do you get it now? And that's why a woman's salvation is tied to her husband. You don't write what I'm saying now. A woman's salvation is tied to her. Once you are married, your salvation is tied to your husband. It's very tied. Your salvation is tied to your husband. So, you don't need, in fact, you have just gotten a God. Do you understand, say now? You don't need to say, in fact, I don't even know what God is saying about me now. You don't need it.
You have just got things. You can easily hear God straight. Do you understand? Your husband is taking that position. Say amen. Your husband can assess you if you are doing well. Say amen. And if you are not doing well, he can say it. Say amen. Especially when you have a husband who is under Christ. Do you get what I'm saying now? And when you have a husband who is under Christ, he can give you assessment. Do you understand? You are doing well. In fact, you have changed. Do you understand what I'm saying? In fact, you are a good wife. Do you understand? Don't throw away all those things. No. They are necessary. Say amen. Alright. I don't know why I'm moving to this. Let me go to what I want to say. 2 Timothy chapter 3. From verse 10, quickly. Read everybody. But thou art what? Fully known my doctrine. My what? Manner of life. Purpose. My faith. Long suffering. My charity. My patience. Say amen. Go back there. That's where I need. But thou art fully known my doctrine. You know, he started with doctrine. My doctrine. My manner of life. My purpose. My faith. Do you know all these things? They are what make his doctrine. Do you understand? All these things he listed out. All of them made his doctrine. Do you understand? So, actually, that thing he called my doctrine is also his faith. Do you get it? Do you know faith is a doctrine? Do you understand? That's why I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It's the power of God unto salvation. Therein is righteousness revealed from what? From faith to faith. So faith is a doctrine. And I think Reverend said it. Is it? I think, okay, during the preacher school. That when you say doctrine, it's not just your church doctrine. Because one of the things that has been bastardized is the word doctrine. Say amen. Can you say amen? And I'm telling you, nothing has divided church, and Nigerian church, than doctrine. The doctrine of our church. Do you understand, sir? Man concocted doctrine. It's not doctrine. Why is it doctrine? Doctrine are what? Are the knowledge of mystery beings. Everyone said it during the preacher school. So faith is a doctrine. Why? Faith is the knowledge of Christ. So faith is a doctrine. Say amen. So Paul said, my doctrine, my manner of life, my faith, my purpose. You see all these things. He said, my purpose, my purpose. Now this man's purpose has been changed to Jesus' purpose. That's why he called it my purpose. He said my doctrine. The same way he said my gospel. Say amen. For instance, a man said my gospel. So he now has a gospel. You don't yet have gospel, sir. You can't say my gospel. If they ask you to preach your gospel, now yourself you go to preach. Do you understand? But a man, that's why I am crucified with Christ. That's a man who can have a gospel. A man who will have a gospel must have been crucified. I no longer live. So, since he no longer live, he can have a gospel. Say amen. He's no longer alive. Say amen. You can see. I no longer live. Since he no longer live, he can now have a gospel. That's why my gospel. So what he called my gospel now is what he called my manner of life. That is manner of life. Is Christ's manner of life. Since he no longer lives. Christ liveth in me. So the Christ that lives in him form his manner of life. That's his faith. Do you understand?
Then from there, his purpose came from. His purpose. What he's living for.
So what he's living for is what Christ lived for. Say amen. Do you see what I'm saying now? So faith is a doctrine. Say faith. Say faith. So it's a doctrine. So and faith is knowledge of Christ. Do you understand? Sir? Titus chapter 1, verse 5. For this cause, read, left thy thee in Crete, that thou what? Thou shouldest set in order the things that are wanting, and ordain elders in every city, as I had up what? Appointed thee. Verse. Now, see verses. If any be blameless. Do you understand? You know, he said the issue ordain elder. Do you understand? Then start rolling out what the elder he will ordain must have attained to. Do you understand? Now, something will make them attain to it. That is if they have learned doctrine. Do you understand? If any be blameless, the husband of one wife, having faithful children, not accused of riot or unruly, something must have made you to attain to this. That's the doctrine. Now, see chapter 2 verse 1. Chapter 2 verse 1. Read, everybody. But speak what? Thou the things which what? Become sound doctrine. Say sound doctrine. Now, this is the doctrine that should produce the elders. You understand? You can't attain eldership in the church of Christ if you have not learned sound doctrine. You must have learned sound doctrine. Say amen. Verse 2, that the aged man. Now, he said, now, go back there. See something. No? Read everybody. But speak thou the what? The things which become sound doctrine. When he says speak thou, what was he trying to say? Preach. Abby. When he says speak thou, it was not just anywhere you go start saying it. Speak thou. If you must preach, these are the things you should preach. Things that what? Which become sound doctrine. You can see colon. So it means that everything after are the what? Are the things that become sound doctrine. Say amen. Do you get it? Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Say, speak thou things that become sound doctrine. He put column. Then start rolling out sound doctrine. You don't understand? But what? That the what? The aged man be what? Be sober. Grave. You don't understand? Be sober. Grave. They must have gravity. Temperate. Sound in faith. Sound in faith. In charity. In patience. Now, this is sound doctrine. Do you understand? Now, you know, he was rolling out what the aged man must have come into. If truly he has learned sound doctrine. Say amen. Can you say amen? Everybody say amen. Amen. That the aged man be what? Be sober. So aged men who has learnt in church must have come into sobriety. They must not be pompous. You understand? They must be sober. Humble. You understand? So it makes that man has learnt in church. It's not just a natural humility. Somebody has come into weight of the spirit. So, he's humble.
Say amen. Now, his grave. Say amen. It's not just somebody will just be joking, cracking unnecessary joke. He must have gravity. A man with weight. Say amen. So now you can see what doctrine does to a man. Doctrine gives you weight. It makes you grave. Do you understand? You are grave. Temperate. Sound. Sound in faith. You are sound. Say amen. I mean, these are CVs you must attain to in church. You must attain to soundness in faith. Say amen. You know, is it on West? The Reverend was talking about waters. A man must have waters. A man who is not sound in faith, sir. How would a man have water? A man who is not sound in faith. And that's why a dicky must have held the mystery of faith. You can't be the dicky if you are not holding faith. Sound. That's why a dicky must be apt to teach. You can't say you are a dicky and you cannot teach. You must be apt to teach. You have soundness. Say amen. Can you say amen? If you are not sound in faith, sir, your wife will be unruly. Your children will be unruly. Nothing to keep your home. Nothing. Everybody around you will be misbehaving. Say amen. Do you get it now? Say, the aged man. So it means that aged is an attainment in church. It's not natural age. Do you understand, sir? Anyone who has stayed in church and has been schooled in faith, we come to age. So, a man who has come to age in the spirit, that man must have gained sobriety, gravity. Do you understand? Temperate. And must have gained soundness in faith. That's how to know. Say amen. Do you get it? Do you get it? You are not the one who will be trying to share. You want to share with your wife. You are jamming scripture. Do you understand? Sir? You want to share. Oh, maybe John 3 is thinking. You know, in the book of Exodus, John, you are jamming scripture. You are not sound. Do you understand? Sir? You are not sound. So soundness is part of age in the spirit. See, man, this thing has nothing to do with brilliance, brilliant mind. It has nothing to do with natural brilliance. It is brilliance in the spirit. And what gives you that brilliance is what is over time of staying with faith. Over time of staying with faith, you just become bright in faith. Say, amen. You don't need natural schooling. And that's why you see some babas. When you see somebody like Obadari, you know Obadari? How many of you know Obadari? You can't be a CSC person and not know Obadari. He was a blind man till death. But see that, Baba? There is no scripture he doesn't know. Even if he asks you to read some place and you are reading wrongly, he will tell you that's not it. Soundness. Faith made them sound. You can't stay in faith and not be sound. Say amen. So you can see aged men. So now you can see diastic in scripture to know if you are really doing well. Diastic. It's not about when I get to heaven, I will know. No, diastic to know if you are doing well. Diastic. Have you come to age in faith? If you have come to age, you must have attained soberness. Do you understand, sir? An aged man in faith cannot be a proud man. cannot.
Say amen. Church.
You are still a baby. Do you understand what I'm saying? Must have attained soberness. You are grave. No, when somebody is grave, what does it mean? Very grave. That man has something. He has substances. Grave.
Even people around you, people around you will just do well.
Because you have gravity. You are stable. Do you understand? It's stability. A man who is stable must have weight. Say amen.
You're not the one that will still be begging. He are still pleading with you.
Sound in faith, in charity, sound in charity. He's talking about a dead man.
It's not natural he do.
A dead man. So to be a dead in church is an attainment. You see that now? It's an attainment. A dead man. Now, it is from this a dead man you can choose bishop.
Do you understand?
Bishop. Bishop is not office for pastor.
Actually, the word bishop is an attainment in the spirit.
That's why also the word deacon, they are attainment. I'm telling you, you can even be a pastor and you are not yet a deacon in the spirit. You may not have attained to it. Yet you can have ordination, physical ordination. Yet you have not attained to. Have you attained to soundness in faith, soundness in charity, in patience?
Say amen. You can see when it's a race set before you. These are the race. Do you understand? There are things to run after in the scripture, which you can assess your growth. That at least in 2, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, you must be able to assess it.
Now, am I sober? Am I grave?
These are a yardstick of assessment. Say amen. Give me verse 3. You can see aged men. Verse 3 is what? Aged women.
Do you understand? Likewise.
What do we know of likewise?
The same way I have command for a judgment.
It's a command. Actually, that commandment is not like a commandment you should go and do. You understand?
It just roll out the attainment.
You understand? If somebody says he's aged in church, these are the things you must check. You understand what I'm saying?
So the aged women likewise, that what? That they be in behavior as what? Become holiness. Not what? False accuser. Not giving too much wine. Teachers of what? Good things. Teachers of good things.
Good things of what? Good things of God.
They must have doctrine. Because good things are tidings.
Say amen.
That they what? That they may teach the young women to do what? To be sober. To do what? To love their husband.
I don't know where everyone was saying this. It was on Wednesday too.
To love their children. So you need aged women to teach the younger women how to love their husband.
To tell you that younger women don't know how to love a husband. They don't. They don't do.
That's why marriage can never work outside doctrine. It's impossible. It can't.
You can be staying together, but it won't work.
When you say marriage work, is not that.
Because some people just believe that there are people who are not going to church, yet they are living fine.
You don't understand marriage. When you say marriage work, it's not just that you are not fighting. Marriage working means the marriage don't stay to God's intention. That's the meaning.
Say amen.
Now, if your marriage is really working, the marriage must be moving towards achieving God's intention. There's a reason why you two come together.
Say amen.
That is beyond just sex. There's a reason why two come together. There's what called asimite. You understand? When you say the marriage is working, is that that marriage is moving towards achieving that thing or asimite. You understand? You can move a marriage away. Do you get it now? Say, man. I said, you can move marriage away. For instance, if me and my wife, if we are not doing what I'm doing presently now, you understand? Do you know? We are going to be staying together. We won't be fighting. You understand? But we are already out of something. You don't get what I'm saying. So it means that to God, that marriage is not working. You are the one thinking the marriage is working. Why? It's not achieving what God has in mind. It's not achieving it. So the marriage has been taken away from God's purpose. It's no more moving towards God's intention. Do you get what I'm saying now? Uh-huh. So, without doctrine, marriage can never work. Even you're staying together again, you will be passionate. That's just the truth. Because for two to stay together, they must agree. Abi? And the agreement, something must make you agree. You can't just agree. Something must be fueling your agreement. Is it that money fuel your agreement? There must be something that is fueling that. Nobody agree on nothing. I mean, you have said what you agree on not. Those who don't use gospel, they also use something to agree. Just that agreement does not last. Do you understand what I'm saying? If you get to a time, everybody will go his own way. Can you say amen? So you can see that the aged women, they were so it means that in church we have what? We have aged men, we have young men. You understand? We have babies. Do you see that? In church, we have aged women, we have young women. So the aged women should teach young women. So it means that who should marry in church? Before you marry in church, you must have attained to young women. You understand? A baby can't marry. Do you get what I'm doing? This thing has nothing to do with chronological age. You can even be 35 and you are not yet a young woman. You can still be a baby. So a baby cannot marry. So it must be a young woman. Who is a young woman? A young woman is somebody who can easily be entreated. They can easily teach you and you will hear. That's a young woman. Say amen. That is why they will be handed over to aged women to be taught. If she cannot be taught, then she won't be handed over. Say amen. It's because she can be taught. That's why she can marry. Anybody who can't learn in church should not marry. Because if you marry, the marriage will not work. Thank you, Jesus.
Show them righteousness. Show them righteousness. Right in. What is right before me? What is right before me? Alignment. Aligning under one another, submitting that the day to Tony, Tediazo, to agent, agent was, both men, Hatito, Metoto, those have helped, those have raised, look, follow.
Say amen. That's why any church that we do well, this must not be lacking. You must have aged men. You must have young men. You must have children. You understand? You must have aged women, young women. Say amen. A church must not be full of, if all the people you have in church are just children, you are in trouble. You understand? Pastor alone should not be the aged man. Because they will kill you. Say amen. You can see the job of the aged women is to take the young women and teach them how to love their husband. Why how to love? That is loving your husband. Everybody should know it now. It's not as simple as you think, sir.
It's not as simple as you think. Loving your husband must be taught to you. Because you don't know it. Yeah, I know it now. JB is just to cook for him. And to do what he likes. Do you know what he likes? Do you know how to do it well? It's just like saying loving God. I love God now. You know, loving God is vast. It's not just I love God. There are things to do to show that you love God. Say, man. You can say to love their children. So even to love their children, they still need to be taught. Say, man. To love them, to be discreet. To be what? To be chaste. Keep us at home. Good. Obedient to their own husband. Hey. That the word of God be not what? Be not blasphemed. So it means that if they are not obedient to their husband, the word of God will be blasphemed. Aged women will teach young women to do this. To be obedient to their husband. Do you get it now? I will like, see verse 6. Young men likewise. You can see attainment. You can see attainment. Aged men. Aged women. Young women. Young men. Young men likewise exhort to be what? To be sober minded. Young men. In all things, she what? Thyself a pattern of good work. Say amen. Do you see that now? Even young men must attain to soberness. A young man must be humble too. Do you get it? Why am I teaching all these things? It's because these are things in faith. Say amen. When I say I'm learning faith, these are things to check. A faith man, these are things to check. Because these are the things you learn in faith. Go back to that Titus. Chapter 2, verse 9, quickly. Read, everybody. Exhort what? Exhort servant to be what? Obedient unto their own masters and to please them well in all things. Not answering again. Do you see that? Faith. Not purloining, but show what? Good fidelity. That they may what? Adorn the doctrine of God and our Savior. Of God our Savior in all things. For the grace of God that what? Bringeth salvation and appear to all men. Teaching what? Verse 12. Teaching us that deny what? Ungodliness and worldly lust. So now what is faith dealing with? Is dealing with ungodliness. You see that now? So faith is against ungodliness. So what is the answer to ungodliness? Is faith. You want to be free from ungodliness, from worldliness. Obey faith. Then you will be free. So if you obey faith, you are going to be free. So faith is for freedom. Say amen. Somebody say amen. So if you obey faith, you are going to what? You are going to be free. So faith is to free man. And that's why this is the victory that overcome the world. Even what? Our faith. So our faith is a victory. Say amen. Our faith is victory. So if we learn faith, we are going to gain victory. So like I told you, faith is what? Faith is commandment. You understand? You learn commandment of faith. Then you attain. You understand? Go back to Titus chapter 1. Titus chapter 1 now. Go back there. And give me verse 6 now. You know, he was talking about he should appoint what elders in all the churches. Verses, if any be blameless. So the elders now. The elders must be blameless. Say amen. Are you following? If any be blameless, the husband of what? One wife. So the elder or the bishop. The elder. So now, elder, they appoint elder from what? From aged men. Say amen. You can't be an elder in church if you are not an aged man. Do you understand? This thing has nothing to do with. Now, you know, Paul was writing to a man called Titus. He wrote the same thing. If you look at what he wrote to Timothy, he wrote almost similar thing. They should appoint elder. No, then he told Timothy, you know, he rolled out CV of bishop and deacon to Timothy. Now, he was writing to a young man. A young man should appoint elders. You understand? Then if a young man we appoint elder, who is that young man? He's an elder. You understand? Today, the eldership in faith has nothing to do with chronological age. It's attainment in the spirit. Do you get it now? So, you know, at the point he told Timothy, you know, you are young. Make sure you don't quickly lay hand on people. You understand? And because you are young, nobody should look down on you because you are young. So, he's a young man, but who has attained an eldership position in the spirit. So, he can appoint elders. You can't appoint elder if you are not an elder. Do you understand? So, a young man who can appoint elder. So, he told Titus to appoint elder in all these cities. So, he tell you that Titus was not just over a city. He was over cities. Who should appoint elder in each of the cities? Do you understand? So, the elder must be husband of one wife. Must be blameless. Husband having faithful children. And accused of what? Not accused of riot or unruly. Do you get it now? It's the husband of one wife. So it makes that there are some people in church who possibly may have more than one wife. Do you get what I'm trying to say? Say amen. An husband of one wife, God, is not like having many women. You can be in the house with one woman and you have many wives. Oju e baby come. Do you understand, sinner? It's not that you have many wives at home. It's just one woman. Just that one woman. Your eye is not straight on her. Say amen. You know, faith is... You know, faith is not first of all physical. That's why there was a time they were arguing about adultery and all those things. You just now say, come. You know, Moses said, don't commit adultery. And to Moses, when he said, don't commit adultery, what Moses meant actually is that don't bring a woman. Don't sleep with another woman. Don't let your wife catch you. You understand? But Jesus now say, if any man look at a woman to lust after her in her heart, that one, your wife may not catch you. You understand? That man has also committed adultery. Do you get it now? So it means that you can be committing adultery with many women like that. And your wife does not know. You don't get what I'm saying. When you say, husband of one wife, it means that your eyes is single on the woman. Do you understand, sinner? You are ravished with her love. You understand? No other woman can carry you away. Do you get it now? So, your wife can trust you. You are not somebody who will travel for 2 days. Then remember, your wife can trust that my husband, I trust him. Do you understand, sinner? And your wife can trust you and you can be trusted like that. Say amen. Do you get it? Do you understand me? Now, listen to what I'm saying. Faith is first of all heart-centered. Do you get it now? Before physical. Heart-centered. Do you get it? That's why what faith deal with is lost in the heart. Do you get it? Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. Anyone who loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the eyes. You see that? Actually, all that is in the world, they are lost.
Do you get it? So what faith deal with? If faith is the victory that overcome the war, and all that is in the war are lost, it means that faith is against lust in the heart. So faith is to deal with lust that is in man's heart. Do you understand? So if you say a bishop should be husband of one wife, it means that a bishop's heart must be single on his wife. Do you get it? Your heart is single on your wife. You can't, no woman, no other lady can ravish you apart from your wife. It's a training of faith that heart must go through. Do you get it? You understand what I'm saying now? So it's a training of heart that faith must move heart through. Do you understand what I'm saying? The best thing you can do is to appreciate a lady. Your heart can never go after her. Your heart is only with your wife. It's a training of faith. Every heart must go through it. Do you get it now? If not, you won't be single. Say amen. Do you get what I'm trying to say? You won't be single. You will be polygamous in the heart. Say amen. You know, people are, they have just one woman at home, but they are polygamous in their heart. Do you get it now? Polygamous in their heart. They catch fun with many ladies in their heart. Do you get it now? Maybe because of fear of the church, because of fear of the woman at home, they can boldly bring the woman. They may not even sleep the woman physically. You understand? But in their heart, they are polygamous. Say amen. Do you get it now? Now listen to me. Listen to me. Hear me, especially brothers. Every man naturally is polygamous in heart. Do you get it? As in naturally, that's the way every man is. So that's why you must learn faith to be trained. You understand? Say amen. It's easy why men marry more than one wives. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because naturally, man is polygamous in their heart. They want varieties. Do you understand what I'm saying? And that's why a man can marry 1,000 women. You can imagine. Now Solomon had 700 wives. 300 concubines. A man managing 1,000 women. For you to know the capacity of man. Do you understand what I'm saying? So, now, if Paul is right here, that the bishop should be husband of one wife, he's talking about training of the heart. Do you understand what I'm saying? That a man's heart can be single on the woman and be satisfied completely. Against nature. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because it's against nature, actually. But faith can achieve it. You understand what I'm saying? You know, it's the reason why Jesus took them back to the beginning. That in the beginning, it was not so. In the beginning, the one who made them, make them one. You understand? Then so shall the man will leave his father and mother and cleave to his wife. You see, cleaving. You understand? Now, any man who is not single in heart cannot cleave with his wife. Cannot. You understand what I'm saying? Cleaving cannot. You can say a man will leave. You know, he didn't say a woman will leave. You know, it should have been a woman will leave. Because today it is woman that pack out. Abby. Actually, it's a man that should leave. Say amen. He gave me that scripture. We'll be going on very soon. I'm telling you, we are in a very, very, this season is a special season. Therefore, shall what? A man, leave his what? Father and his mother. Amen. Say amen. A man will leave his father and his mother. Say amen. Actually, this thing is not just talking about biological father and mother. It's not just talking about natural father and mother. Let's say somebody is your father and your mother. You understand? People will nurse you, Abby. You understand? You understand what I'm saying? They nurse you. You understand? They satisfy you. Abby! Man, men have plenty father and mother. That's why they must be living before cleaving. Do get it now. You must have left. You understand? That is when your heart can be single. If not, your heart will not be single. You just be catching phone. Say amen. Do get what I'm saying? Say amen. A lot of people have not left. Do you understand what I'm saying? Pastor, you know Yoruba, they have a way of saying all manner of things. Pastor, if Yoruba tell you, what are they trying to tell you? What are they trying to tell you? It means that your Oju is in many places. So, go and take your eyes. Let your eyes be at home. Do you understand what I'm saying? Say amen. So, you must leave. You leave to cleave. Do you understand? Actually, that cleaving is like when you, when you say something cleave, when you cleave something, you don't see any, you don't even see, there's a way you cleave something. The thing will cleave completely. You even think they are together. They are one. That is the cleaving. You cleave, there is no space. You understand? That's why he didn't say, let them join. You understand? He's cleaving. That's why, whom God join. Actually, God's joining is cleaving. Say amen. It's not just putting together. Do you get what I'm trying to say? You know, you can put two things together. Anything you put together can easily be separated. Say amen. You put it together. But when you cleave something, it's like you hammer it inside it. Anyone who will remove it must throw that inside fire. You understand? The thing has to burn out. To get it. Say amen. That's the mystery of marriage. That's why the mystery of marriage is the same thing with the mystery of Christ and the church. You see that? You can see that Christ and the church, the joining is cleaving. Say amen. Forever, Christ cannot separate from church. Nothing can separate it. You don't get what I'm saying? If you want to understand whom God joined, is Christ and church. Nothing. There is nothing that can take church from Christ. Nothing. Say amen. Christ is eternally joy to church. Eternally joy. I'm telling you, church has gone through many seasons. There's a dark age. Say amen. I said, church has gone through many seasons. There's a season they call dark age. Imagine an age where there's no Bible. Bible is only reserved to priests. It is whatever they tell you. How do you want to know? It is whatever they say. Now, if you are Christ in those age, you will have separated yourself. This one is no more my church. Christ did not separate himself. He's there with the church like that. Until light came. We kind of... the way we think, for instance, if you are a husband
and your wife is not doing well. It's like, ah, where is a dark age? It's 200 years old. He say, when he say something is age, maybe the thing go like, for instance, after the apostle, for instance, even though all the apostle died, church move into dark age straight. Why? Because government took over church. Do you understand what I'm saying? They turned church to political thing. I'm telling you, it is where Catholicism came from. That's why Catholic is not really from the church of the apostle. If anybody tells you Catholic is, that's why they say Roman Catholic. Catholic is post church. It's a lie. Catholic is a concocted church from by Romans. That's why they have their headquarters up till now in Italy. You understand? Vatican City. Same. It was a political concocted church. Church arranged to please the what? The ruling class. You understand what I'm saying? Now, in those seasons, Jesus did not separate himself from the church. You know, if you are the one, your wife is misbehaving, your wife is not doing well. In fact, I didn't pray well. In fact, I didn't pray well. I didn't pray. Thank you. The dark age over the church, a period of revert by historian as the dark ages of Christendom or the middle age, span roughly 1,000 years. Imagine to have a wife who is misbehaving for 20 years and you are still loving her. That's the cleaving. You're not getting it. And trusting God for her to change. Because you now in this 1,000 years, what do you think Jesus will be doing on the throne? Pleading the Father for light to shine on the church. Until someone like Martin Luther came, then the Protestant came. Light started shining. Up to today, church has not really been fully restored now. You understand that? Just the light keep on shining. Say amen. Do you see that? I'm telling you, that's a good husband. Do you see that now? That's a good husband. A husband who can keep on washing the wife until she become the wife she wants. Do you see that now? Don't think you marry a wife you want to. It's a lie. You didn't marry a wife you want, that's right. You marry a woman, a sister in church. She's not yet the wife you want to. So, it's as you keep washing her, shining light. She will be changing until she becomes the bride. Do you understand what I'm saying? So, church will be married completely. Because church will change completely to become the bride that Jesus has in mind. Say amen. Yeah. But in the process of time, he won't separate himself from the church. You see that now? He won't, because of that, back out of the house, go and be eating outside. You understand? I will just abandon your food. I thank God I have one mama put somewhere. You are not a husband. Say amen. Amen. The husband will be, because his wife is misbehaving, stop eating in the house. You start eating outside. You are not a husband. You understand what I'm saying? You're not the husband. A husband face it. Do you get it now? What did I say? A husband face it. You face it. You stay there. Trusting God for her to be better. You understand what I'm saying? And you just see that she become better. Say amen. Amen. Do you get it now? Don't think you are married, but in fact, Yahomi, Olorun se fun mi. Olorun le se fun e, you understand? But ele Olorun se fun e, no. You will still find something there. Tolorun o se fun e. Say, you know, yeah, Olorun se fun e. But as you start digging, you will meet something there. Ah, she le wa me gbe Tolorun se. So, you know, on the way to Canaan, they just suddenly met Mara. Ah! Mara, you know Mara. They met Mara as at the time they need water. They started cursing Moses. You know, Those guys, they were terrible guys. And I was like, one day Moses started crying. God, I made you one that gave birth to all this. You must not give birth to those children, sir. They will kill you. Moses begged God, God, I cannot carry this people body alone. God, these people will kill me. God now told him, appoint 70 elders. Then I will take of thy spirit. God did not say I will give them spirit. It means that the spirit Moses alone is carrying is enough to oversee the millions. Imagine God, Moses led 70 people. God now took out of his spirit and put on the 70. Imagine a amount of spirit that is on that man. Yeah, the man that carried that kind of spirit was they complaining, God, these people, they will kill me. Eventually, they killed him. Eventually, they killed him. They met Mara as at the time they need water. They started cursing Moses. Moses, okay. In fact, Otiyewa. You know what they're trying to say? Okay. You know, they just left Red Sea. They just left Red Sea. They met Mara. As at the time they need water. They saw the water. They were happy. All of them dashed into it. They tasted the water was bitter. Okay. Moses plan with God to come and kill all of us. They started cursing him. Then Moses cried to God. Then God showed him a stick. Say a stick. Then he threw the stick inside the water. The bitter water becomes sweet. You see that now? That's a husband. Who can see a stick? Do you understand, sir? When things look bitter, say amen. There's Mara there. Say there's Mara there. There's Mara there. You will still meet bitter water, sir. Do you understand? Just that you must trust God for a stick. Say a stick that can sweeten the bitter water. Say amen. That's a husband. It's not the man who will see the Mara and run back to Egypt. Do you understand, sir? You meet Mara. You run back to Egypt. But in fact, I don't even know why I make the mistake. Ola nekatimu fe fenga yego. Mi kaman kato shemi. You know, there's some men that talk like that. They will now remember the person they should have married. And do yekin ti fenga ye in fact. Mi man to kosi mi lo. Bo yo kulo lo fumigo. No. If you leave your wife because of any reason, it means you are a weak person. Do you understand what I'm saying now? You are weak. Very weak. That's why a man who cannot undo one woman cannot do anything for God. And that's why people like that, self, they should not undo anything in church. Do you understand what I'm saying now? If you cannot put your wife, you cannot put your wife in subjection. You cannot stay with your wife and stay loving her. You should not undo anything in church because you are weak. You understand what I'm saying? Very weak. On no account should you leave your wife. Do you get it? Maybe you feel this is not going well because the wife is too stubborn. If your wife is stubborn, pray until she becomes soft. Abi, say amen. Is a weak person that say challenge and run back. Is a weak person. Very weak. Very weak. Because you and your wife has little issue. You go outside. Something is wrong with you. You can't share. If you have issue, go up there. Go and face it. Do you understand, sir? She's not a lion. She won't devour you. Do you understand what I'm saying? Even lion, there's a way they still tame lion. Abi, show me a cage lion. Show me a cage lion. One cage lion. You see lion inside cage. How did he cage the lion? Imagine the cage lion. Say, man, on no account. Do you understand what I'm saying? Stay with your wife. Trust God.
until she becomes better. You understand what I'm saying? And trust God. And on no account should a woman leave her husband. You understand? Both stay together until things work. Because things can work. You got it now? Don't say it's not even working. Stay until it work. It can work. You understand, sir? Imagine you leave your wife and in 6 months after things started working, you will now say you want to come back, Abby. You ain't going to share anything. You understand, sir? If this is not working today, stay with him and keep praying together until keep pushing, until things break through. Because it can break through. Then at the end of the day, you will have become a strong woman. That's strength. Don't run away because you feel things is hard. You understand what I'm saying? You know, some women like that, one thing is not working well, they'll just pack their load. You understand what I'm saying? Don't carry lonely one. You mean lonely me, I cannot suffer. You understand what I'm saying? If you suffer with your wife, with your husband, say, happy are you? Happy? Happy are you? Yeah, you can stay with a man until things work. You become a strong woman. You understand, sir? That's strength. Pray in the morning. Pray in the night. Trust in God. Because things can work. You understand, sir? You didn't offend God specially. Abby, if this is working for others, it will work for you too. You just need patience and stay put there. Because things can work. Don't be a weak person. He's a weak person that run away in the day of battle. You see battle. Osalo. It's just like anything was a way or quite a robot to that pada. They are way back. Bobo e kule lo wota afi ku. Iyaluma jekula ye. You now hear that everybody, people don't gather and give the husband money and establish the man. You come back, you start begging. Yeah, when can you bring it? Say amen. Even if it is Gary, you and your husband is drinking today. As long as you are both drinking it together, stay there and keep pushing it. Do you understand, sir? One day God will see your tenacity and break through for you. Do you get what I'm trying to say? That's strength. The thing is that we build strength in challenges. Nobody builds strength when things is rosy. You build strength when things look tough. You use it to build strength. You stay there. Trust in God. You understand? Because you know that things can work. Staying with your husband. Agree. Cooperate with him. Keep pushing it. It will work. Because I'm trying to say, don't feel tired. Don't let it poison your mind. Because your view is not what you think you are meeting. You understand what I'm saying? You won't always meet what you think now. Abby. Because the way every woman used to think, like when I was serving, one lady just came and showed me one kitchen. The prayer said, when you marry, make sure you sell this kind of chicken kitchen for your wife. I said, Emoti go eshe. Up to today, I have not set it. I don't have a day I will set it. Do you understand? If tomorrow I set it, so be it. Do you understand? It's not my pursuit. Say amen. You know, there's a dream of every lady. My husband, our kitchen cabinet. Say amen. If you have it, good for you. Do you understand? Sir? If you don't have it today, you can still have it tomorrow. Don't even let it be your dream at all. Die to it. And you get dreaming. Look at what I'm trying to say. Well, something is certain. What is certain is that tomorrow will be better than today. You understand? You believe that, right? Yes, tomorrow is going to be better than today. It doesn't matter what today is. Even if today you are riding cheap, tomorrow will be better than today. Amen. You believe that? Yes. That's just the thing there. That's faith. You understand? Then the faith will keep you going. Then you just discover that things work for you. I pray the Lord bless you. Let the blessing of God come upon you. Let grace rest upon you. In the name of Jesus, I pray that things will work for you. Let every open, closed door open. Let every closed door open. In the name of Jesus, we give a praise, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.